John matched him 0-for-0, and tonight, he did a much better job of staying ahead in the count. And as we got into the 7th and 8th inning, there was conversation between Tito and I just on how we were going to match up in the 8th and 9th. But as strong as John was, and he finished out the 8th, we felt at that point to get him out, finish up on a very positive note with 8 shutout innings and turn it over to Papelbon.
That was Red Sox pitching coach John Farrell. Very positive indeed for John Lester. Last night, the lefty goes 8, giving up just a hit while striking out 4 and walking 6 Blue Jays for a no decision. Kevin Youkilis spoiled Roy Halladay's performance. Youke singled in David Ortiz from second to end the game. That was Halladay's 4th start in a row with a complete game, 3rd in a row that ended in a loss. He's 2-4. Jonathan Papelbon pitched a scoreless 9th to pick up his first win of the season as the Sox moved to 4 games over 500 at 16-12. The Yankees lost to the Tigers 6-4 as Phil Hughes goes 3 1/3, giving up 6 runs on 8 hits, walking 3. He struck out 2 and also gave up 2 home runs in the 3rd inning to Curtis Granderson, who hit his 3rd in 6 games, and Gary Sheffield hitting his 2nd. Kenny Rogers is the winner. He's 2-3. Phil Hughes tagged with the loss 0-4. Todd Jones picks up his 5th save of the season. And also in the East last night.
And David attacks the first pitch. Hits it deep to right field. Nady looks up as that ball sails to the corner. A fair ball, and the Mets win it. David Wright with the walk-off hit as Endy Chavez scores in the bottom of the 11th. And the Mets win it 5-4.
Gary Cohen on Sportsnet New York. A Jose Reyes error in the 9th led to Billy Wagner's first blown save of the year, which set up David Wright's 11th inning heroics.
Went up there, had a few tough at-bats early, trying to, get my timing right. And, my swing's all about the timing, so just try to go up there, get a pitch I could drive early, put it in the air because we had some speed on third base.
The Mets move into a tie with the Phillies. They're both a half game back of the Marlins. And a surefire Hall of Famer getting a second crack at another milestone. That's next on WEBN Baseball Radio. I'm Rob Sternberg.